Folks, listen tonight. This is Gene here in East Tennessee. A beautiful, lovely evening. The wind's blowing, it's a little warm, but looking out over beautiful grounds and deer and dogs and cats and squirrels and birds all playing. It's a wonderful day. Tonight I'm going to speak about different things, but I'm going to start out with this. Some things I wish I had written, but I'm glad I had an opportunity to read it. And I hope you enjoy it. God made women both beautiful and foolish. Beautiful that man might love her, and foolish that she might love him. That's so true. You know, it says love is like a poker game. It takes a pair to open. She gets flush. He shows diamonds. And the end, the full house is made. That's so true. The following, we think, is one of the finest tributes to charm and power of friendship we have ever read. I don't know who wrote it. I really wish I did. For it goes like this. The love not only for what you are, what you have made, but what I am when I am with you. Love not only for what you have made me, made of yourself, or you're making of me. Love for the most part of me that you bring out. I love you for putting your hand into my heaped up heart and passing over all things foolish and frivolous to weak things that you can help dimly seeing there, and for drawing out into the light all the beautiful and radiant belonging that no one else has looked for far enough to find. You know, that's so true. I love you for ignoring the possibilities of the fool and the weakling in me and laying firm hold on the possibilities of the good in me. I love you for closing your ears to the discords in me and for adding to the music to me and me by worshipfully listening. I love you because you're helping me to make all the lumber in my life is not a tavern, but a temple. And the words of me every day, not a reproach, but a song. I love you because you have done more than any creed could have done to make me good, and more than any faith could have done to make me happy. You have done this without touch, without word, without a sign. You've done it just by being yourself. Wow. Perhaps that's what friendship is all about. It's so true. The last part says you have done it without a touch, without word, without a state sign. You've done it by being yourself. Perhaps that is what being a friend means after all. That's so true. Most people think you have to do everything and mouthy all the time. But like it said, you've done it with that word. About anything, by just being yourself. That's what a friend is all about. You know, the oldest rule in conduct is, down through the ages, the earliest records left by mankind, whether chiseled in hieroglyphics on the tombs of Egypt or lettered on the skins of goats in the tombs of Egypt, or lettered on the skin of goat in the temples of ancient India. than to those later years when the gentle Nazarene Christ taught and ministered in Judea has been transmitted to us from the lips of sages every age and claimed the supreme maxim of human conduct, the golden rule. Few, even among Christians, realize the antiquity and universality of this immortal precept. True, it has been variously phrased, and some of for good reasons we prefer one version to another. Through all of them runs the golden rule of divine inspiration. In Egypt, the book of the dead, it was written, he sought for others the good he desired for himself. Let him pass it on. The sacred scriptures of the Hindus declared, the true rule of life is by doing things of others as would do the one would do by himself, by his own. Let me say that again. The true rule of life is to guard and to do things of others as one would by his own. Chinese says, what you would do not wish done to yourself, do as do to some others. For Persian said, do as you would be done by. Do not, that is, to a neighbor, which you would take ill from him. By the wise men from Greece. The law imprinted on the hearts of all men, said the Romans, is to love the members of the society as themselves. Buddha taught, one should seek for others the happiness one desires for oneself. Muhammad said, let none of you treat his brother in a way himself would be disliked to be treated. And my lovely Jesus said, all things whatsoever you do would that men should be do to you, do even unto them. Lord, do unto others as you would have them do to you. And that's what Jesus said. You know, all the words are good. All precepts are good. To love one another. And love is the greatest. For if you love, you don't have ill thoughts about people. You have to love them as Christ loved us. For on a lonely hillside, on a rugged cross, he took his life so that we may not have to die a spiritual death. For he loved the world and he gave himself for the world. All you have to do is believe that Jesus died for you. Accept him as your Savior. Accept him as your death. And you become a disciple of his. What a lovely thought. You know, it doesn't cost you any money. It costs you yourself to become his disciple. And today you can have all the beautiful words there is. You can have all the beautiful thoughts there is. But you have to accept Christ as your death, as your Savior, as your God. And that's what I ask you tonight to do. Accept Christ. Accept God. Accept the Holy Spirit and all the angels. And I, as Gene, will rejoice with you in heaven. in the day at the end. You know, the world is coming to an end. Together now. But here's what I know. My mother is in heaven. My dad's in heaven. I have brothers in heaven. And I have sisters. One day I'll be with them and rejoice with them. And you can do that too. This is Gene on a Tuesday evening, hoping and praying that you'll be in touch with me. My number is 865-803-7334. I'll repeat it again. 865-803-7334. My email is C. Jean Abbott, C like in Charlie, G-E-N-E, A-B-B-O-T-T, at, what is it, at gmail.com. Had a brain slip there. C. Jean Abbott at gmail.com. Email me, call me. 865-803-7334. We love you and hope to see you soon. Have a nice evening.